food flights continue in Papua. Bible truths fight creeping communism in the former Soviet Union, and a ministry team discovers how much difference a word and kindness make in Uganda's hospitals. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It hasn't been on television, not even in the newspapers or magazines, but people on the island nation of Papua are suffering from famine. People in 19 villages are victims of more than 6 months of deluge of unseasonable rain. Mission Aviation Fellowship works in the region. MAF pilot Dennis Bergstrasser says nobody, young or old, can remember this kind of destruction.
Because of that, many of the gardens have flooded or actually slid off the mountains in some places, just from landslides and mudslides. If there isn't a little bit of dryness between the rains, the vegetables and the garden, they start to rot.
Their staple food, the sweet potato, has been wiped out. MAF's priority? Food flights. From the jungle airstrips, local Christians spend hours hand-carrying the aid to those in need. Bergstrasser says the gospel is being shared.
They may live in the village where I fly into, but throughout the week they're walking back and forth and going to the villages and evangelizing and uplifting and teaching. Discipling.
Pray God's word will penetrate their hearts. Meanwhile, is communism creeping back into Russia? According to Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock, that's what it looks like. With controlling Russian leadership, Mock says the church is feeling the pressure.
You're finding that those that are what I would call a Bible-teaching church are actually a very limited number of churches to reach Russia. So you see Russia actually settling back into a lot of the way it was before, where it tends to be more restrictive for religions, and a difficult-to-reach country.
To build biblical foundations for the Russian church, SGA is teaming up with Ken Ham's Answers in Genesis to translate a series of DVDs explaining and applying biblical truths.
We would like to help the local church be able to communicate a biblical worldview where we understand and stand that Scripture is completely adequate for all aspects of life.
Pray this ministry raises up Russian leaders grounded in God's Word. You're listening to Mission Network News. Uganda's health sector has felt the ravages of a slowed economy. Government hospitals have fallen into disrepair. Supplies are running short in government clinics, and staffing is far below optimum levels. Unless family comes with a patient, there's no food either. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says that's no way to get better.
They are visiting children, which is our main emphasis, and women in the public hospitals in Gulu. They've been visiting them about twice a week in these two wings, the women's wing and the children's malnutrition ward.
Their team in Gulu found a lot of isolation in the public hospital. Visiting rounds made a world of difference. The investment of time and love was all it took.
In the last month, we've seen 6 people come to Christ through this ministry, and we're looking forward to many more as they share the message of salvation in the hospital ward.
And finally,
isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
That famous question, once posed by Charlie Brown, is echoed across the globe during the holidays. Biblica's CEO Doug Lockhart says,
we think about people who might be far from the church or have a long background in the church, that they may or may not be close to God, but sometimes a time like this during the holidays is a time when they'll reevaluate.
Biblica has something special for those seekers this year. They've just introduced a new booklet called The Coming.
The Coming is a short booklet that is an excerpt of key scripture passages as well as some really engaging explanation of what it all means.
Readers learn the truth about Christ's coming, but Lockhart thinks the coming could be the start of a much deeper journey for many. Get your copies at our website, 75 cents a copy. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ever wondered about the church's responsibility to the least of these? Well, we've got the book for you. It's Your Mission, a free missions resource from Buckner International. It'll help you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get the book, It's Your Mission, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.